Some of you are familiar with our work, and how I just love to have a good laugh at idiotic claims made. Since some of you are new to my channel, I thought it's time to break out some of these more fun videos again. So I decided to throw together this video regarding the evolutionist mindset, and how for them, time is the missing ingredient for all things. Need a dinosaur to evolve into a bird? No problem, just add time. Need a fish to turn into a monkey, and need that monkey to turn into an ape and human? No problem, just add time. How about a small land animal to turn into the largest aquatic species of whale on Earth? No problem, just add time. This video is another perfect example of that stupid mindset in action. And it is the idea that given enough time and given enough monkeys, that they would eventually be able to type out Shakespeare if given a typewriter. Now, we both know evolutionists. They think that since chimps are so genetically close to us humans and are basically just kissing cousins away, they should be the best case scenario out of all the animal kingdom to harbor some form of upper intelligence to pull off this scenario. Right now, we'll ignore the fact that birds, octopus, and other creatures have actually outscored them on IQ tests. But this evolutionary idea is also just more proof what we've been saying all along. Time is their god. Just add time. And add enough time, and anything is possible. Just use your imagination. And this is the faith-based aspect of that which is the evolution theory. So as you will see, even given an imaginary impossible scenario to get complexity to come out of complete randomness, such as that of the evolutionary theory, let's actually see what the odds really are, and let's see what actually happens when a small-scale experiment like this actually happened, as to repeat this idiotic idea made up ages ago. Buckle up, put your thinking cap on, and get ready for a good laugh.
The idea that given enough time, even completely random activity could produce something complex goes back at least a couple of thousand years. Fast forwarding to more modern times, it's not actually clear who made the monkeys on typewriters producing Shakespeare version of this idea. You'll always universally see the original quote attributed to Thomas Henry Huxley, 1825 to 1895, a 19th century biologist and comparative anatomist who was also known as Darwin's bulldog, owing to his pugnacious defense of evolutionary theory. As for the monkey typing defense, on June the 30th, 1860, Huxley and Anglican Bishop Samuel Wilberforce held a debate, or at least that's what popular history remembers. The topic of the hour was Darwin's relatively newly minted theories, and contrary to what is often said today, it would appear Bishop Wilberforce's arguments trended more towards scientific merit rather than religiously themed on the whole. This is surprising, given that it wouldn't be until much later that the whole creation versus evolution battle whipped up, with most Christian theologians the world over at the time seeing no real contradiction here, as the Bible is not specific on how God created things exactly, merely on the order of major events. The only small contention from a Christian perspective in the early going was simply on the timescale needed. In any event, at some point during the discussion, Wilberforce allegedly put forth the classic argument that a watch implies the existence of a watchmaker. In other words, a complex system couldn't have come about by chance. Huxley allegedly countered by stating something to the effect of, "Six eternal apes typing on six eternal typewriters with unlimited amounts of paper and ink could, given enough time, produce a psalm, a Shakespearean sonnet, or even a whole book purely by chance, by random striking of the keys." So, who actually first put forth this modern version of a rather old notion? The first known instance seems to come from the French scientist Emile Borel's 1913 paper La mécanique statique et l'irréversible, where he states, "Let us imagine that a million monkeys have been trained to strike at random on the keys of a typewriter, and that under the supervision of illiterate foremen, these typing monkeys work hard 10 hours a day with a million typewriters at various types." The illiterate foreman would collect the blackened sheets and link them together in volumes, and after a year, these volumes would be found to contain the exact copy of books of all kinds and all languages kept in the richest libraries in the world. Such is the probability that there will occur for a very short instance, in a space of some extent, a notable deviation from what statistical mechanics considers as the most probable phenomenon. The same sentiment was repeated by several other academics in the following decades before ultimately being attributed to Huxley, starting in the 1930 work The Mysterious Universe by James Jeans, though not explicitly giving Huxley's full name in this mention, simply stating that someone named Huxley said it. Regardless of who first put monkeys and typewriters together, the idea has captured the imaginations of many, and in recent times, a few brave researchers have attempted to test the hypothesis and see if they could get monkeys to produce Shakespearean works. For instance, in 2003, lecturers and students with the University of Plymouth's Institute of Digital Arts and Technology, IDAT, finagled a £2,000 grant from the school's Arts Council to place a single computer and keyboard in the Sulawesi crested macaques enclosure at the Paignton Zoo. After a month of monkeying around with the computer, Gum, Heather, Mistletoe, Elmo, Holly, and Rowan, the macaques, had produced 5 pages of nonsense text, but otherwise seemed to limit their screen time to urinating and or defecating on the computer until such time that it stopped working.
The infinite monkey theorem states that a monkey hitting keys at random on a typewriter keyboard for an infinite amount of time will almost surely type any given text, such as the complete works of William Shakespeare. In fact, the monkey would almost surely type every possible finite text an infinite number of times. However, the probability that monkeys filling the entire observable universe would type a complete single work, such as Shakespeare's Hamlet, is so tiny that the chance of it occurring during a period of time hundreds of thousands of orders of magnitude longer than the age of the universe is extremely low, but technically not zero. So suppose the typewriter has 50 keys, and the word to be typed is banana. If the keys are pressed randomly and independently, it means that each key has an equal chance of being pressed. Then, the chance that the first letter typed is B is 1 out of 50. Then the chance that the second letter typed is A is also 1 out of 50, and so on. Therefore, the chance of the first 6 letters spelling banana is all of those multiplied to the power of 6. It's less than 1 in of 15 billion, but it's not zero. Ignoring punctuation, spacing, capitalization, a monkey typing letters uniformly at random has a chance of 1 in 26 of correctly typing the first letter of Hamlet. It has the chance of 1 in 676, 26 times 26, of typing the first 2 letters. Because the probability shrinks exponentially, at 20 letters it has almost become the chance of 26 over 20, which, in the case of the entire text of Hamlet, the probabilities are so vanishingly small as to be inconceivable. The text of Hamlet contains approximately 130,000 letters. Thus, there needs to be a probability of 1 in 3.4 times 183,946. In 2002, lecturers and students from the University of Plymouth Media Labs Art Course used a $2,000 grant from the Arts Council to study the literary output of real monkeys. They left a computer keyboard in the enclosure of 6 Celebes crested macaws in Paignton Zoo in Devon, England for a month, with a radio link to broadcast the results on a website. Not only did the monkeys produce nothing but 5 total pages largely consisting of the letter S, the lead male began to strike the keyboard with a stone, and other monkeys followed by soiling it. The full text created by the monkeys is available to read here. I shall now do a reading of what we know as the infinite monkey theorem results. Fuh fuh. S. Skew, Mike Phillips, director of the university's Institute of Digital Arts and Technology, said that the artist-funded project was primarily performance art, and that learned an awful lot from it. He concluded that monkeys are not random generators. They're more complex than that.
And this illustration often used is the one of the monkeys at the typewriter. Okay, so we have a monkey sitting at a typewriter, and the claim here is, basically, if you leave chance and time long enough, you will get life, don't worry about it. Yes, it's strange, yes, it's wonderful, but leave enough matter, 600 million years on Earth, and you will have life. So, the monkey's sitting at the typewriter, and the chances are, eventually, he produces the complete works of Shakespeare, so what's the problem? But he doesn't manage to do it in 600 million years. So what I decided to do to run the numbers is, I, instead of saying type the complete works of Shakespeare, I just ran the numbers for how long would it take a monkey typing at one keystroke a second to type to be or not to be, that is the question. Right? On average, how long is it going to take my monkey friend at one keystroke a second? I don't know how long you think that would be. Maybe you could have a guess. Would it be less or more than 600 million years, which is the period life on Earth is supposed to have emerged within? And when I ran the numbers, to be or not to be, that is the question, takes 12.6 trillion, 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 trillion years to type just that phrase. And a DNA string, that complexity emerged by chance, undirected, within 600 million years. Again, it's mathematically possible, but it's so incredibly unlikely that it would have, that it tilts me in favour of the Christian story in which God creating life is simply a question of saying, let there be, and there was.
In the end, I think we can all agree. Artificial intelligence computer scientist Dr. Robert Wilensky said it best in a 1996 meeting at the University of California, Berkeley. We've all heard that a million monkeys banging on a million typewriters will eventually reproduce the entire works of Shakespeare. Now, thanks to the internet, we know this is not true.